Welcome back. Dying Breed Discussions has returned with a new format. Because I don't care about making money, so I can play music in the background. Plus, my streaming or my, what am I trying to say? My podcast service is owned by Spotify, so. Dude, Iron Man just fell. Fuck. Oh. You can tell I'm a little rusty. I'm excited, though. So, my whole plan is I'm going to have, in this section of the podcast, I'm going to play an entire album and just talk about things that trigger me or, like, come to memory off the album. So I'll be able to take pauses, listen to music with you, like, right now. And then it'll duck to my voice. So the music is programmed to lower a little bit when I'm talking. I need to adjust it, but let's go through and do that now. Damn. And above me, I see nobody. Facts. I'd have to be dead for them to say that you took it from me. The 20% of you that we own is my tootsie. Man, Certified Lover Boy. I feel like this was the perfect album to start with. It's been almost, I don't even want to count. It's been months since I've gotten on a podcast and just let it all out. I don't have to second guess nothing with no one I love. About to build a second guest house because we're growing too much. Think I got to scale the love back. I don't get how people don't understand the genius of Drake. I don't get it. I think you have to have a level of intelligence to comprehend some of the words and phrases he says. I truly do. I think it doubles back. A lot of it are callbacks to things that have happened in previous albums. A lot of it is I guess, like, rooted information, I guess. I don't know how to say it, but there's things that are, like, not commonly known that where if you were to Google certain lines and go back, it would be, like, an event or a person or something like that that took place. So, but, yeah, I'll be pausing probably music, pausing it throughout the podcast so then I could, like, kind of break things down, like why it triggered me, like why I have so many Drake albums to go through. Dark Lane demo tapes, Her Loss. Oh, you don't want me to get on Her Loss. Oh my god, facts. I know I tend to talk about how I got a fortune on me, but with that comes the politics the city been forcing on me. Man, I can't even RIP and show my remorse to the homie. Like, when he said, the politics the city has been forcing on me, like, I feel like you just have, like, okay, so Drake's music is becoming unrelatable for a lot of people. You know, you could like it in the club, you can like the feeling of it, but if you've never been in positions of, I guess you would call it power or clout or, you know, positions where people relied on you and stuff like that, it would be hard for you to relate to Drake. A lot of girls like Drake because of the his style, his look, everything. A lot of guys who have been in the trenches, like who have really like come up or been down, relate to it. But I think now it's more of like he's on his throne and just and chilling there, you know. And for me mentally, I feel like a lot of people need to apply that to their life. Like, not everyone is going to be let's call it the societal vision of successful, right? There, I know very successful people who do nothing like how mainstream does. I'm talking about ranchers, farmers, business owners, artists. I mean to me, they've made it. Like, they have work-life balance. They don't have a lot of debt. They do things their way. You know, they have control. They're avoiding big city politics or big politician politics. You know, they get to live their life and be happy. They get to have a family. They get to be at home. They get to see their kids grow up. They go to recitals and music stuff. They go to football games. They're there for birthdays. Now, the success that I came across, and Drake talks about, and Future and Jay-Z and all these guys, it's a success of absence. You miss a lot, you know. Like I miss my kid's first steps. I miss his first words. You know, I missed him growing a lot. And even now, you know, after the situation between me and his mom, like I'm missing, he turned 6 3 days ago, you know, and I'm thinking like, fuck, he's a 6-year-old. Like what, when am I going to be able to hop back in his life? And will he accept me when I hop back in his life? Will he understand, when I come back? Like, will he appreciate the sacrifices I've made, for him? Like, I just don't know. I don't think kids are young enough or old enough, or mature enough is a better word, and mentally to understand how complicated life is until they go through something like that. You know, I really believe that all of us, anyone who ever listens to this podcast, anyone who will never hear this podcast, hopefully there's a wavelength that hits you that understands, like, your success has to be for you. Drake didn't look at, this is a perfect example. Drake didn't look at Jay-Z or J. Cole or anyone, Kendrick, The Weeknd, right next to him, like, oh, I need to be like them. Because if that vision was true, he would have stopped where they stopped. This guy's been on top since 2008, 2009. You know, like, literally building and building and building and building and building. And if your vision is set on what other people have and what other people like or what other people want, you'll never find what you want. And I think that's the beautiful thing about this podcast, is that it's not a self-help podcast. It's not a political podcast. It's not a conspiracy podcast. But all those things are wrapped into one. All I want to be talking to the last of dying breeds. We are on a pinnacle of society. We're on a teeter-totter of history. Things could go either way. There could be a nuclear war tomorrow. A bomb could drop before I drop this podcast and we're all fucked. And there's nothing we can do about it. So don't worry about that shit. You know, we're not in control. They want the control, let them fucking have it. Control your life. Evade them. That is the best advice anyone should ever give you. If someone wants control, you evade that person like the plague. Because no normal person wants control. God himself didn't want control. He could have never given us free will. God could have stopped the devil at any time, took away his free will. He chose to let things happen because he loves us. And he believes that if we are rightly disposed in our hearts and we follow a simple set of rules to make our lives better, not for him. God can do whatever. He can snap and make a whole new universe so far away we would never see it and do us all over again if he wanted to. Like, if you believe in God, the universe, whatever, call it whatever you want, but that we should all agree that there is an entity of some sort that is higher than human beings that most likely started the Big Bang, if that's how it happened, or put something in motion and design. Maybe it was AI. I don't know. I'm not claiming to know who or what it is. I just have my belief system that works for my understanding. And I hope everyone has that. Well, let's hop back in. I carry the guilt of the city's misfortunes on me. I even got the cleanest staff plotting extortion on me. My parents' divorces on me. My therapist's voice is making the choices for me. And I always censor myself, because no matter what they reporting on me, the pressure is weighing on me. Career's going great, but that's crazy. Me's fading slowly. My soulmate somewhere out in the world just waiting on me. Facts. I got a recipe for disaster baking slowly. My heart feels vacant and lonely. But still, I'm making the most of this shit and more. Every single move is like rolling dice on a board. Look, you have to literally listen to the words. Life is a gamble. He's saying every move is a gamble at this stage of my life, but I'm making the best of it. I'm trying my best to make it for me. That's what we have to do. Everyone has, if you have those friends, right? And I want you to really, really listen. Everyone has these friends. They always tell you what you should be doing, how you should be doing it, and it always replicates them. Always. Even if they're more successful than you and you like that success, okay, listen to them. But if they're not, why is it always the bums around you that are trying to tell you how to get shit done? When you're the one in the group hustling, it's always someone trying to give you advice on how to do it better when they haven't done shit. Don't listen to those people. Focus on you. Keep pushing. Promise that'll work. See too many brothers get 25 from the boys. I'd rather see all of them get 25 from the Lord. And if this negotiation made you pay me 25, well, this is the perfect time to give me 25 more. I'm bigger now than before. Co-parent of the year. We figured out a rapport. No. See, that shit's hard. That makes me think of a song that I'm going to play right now, actually. Because, you know, things happen in life, right? I was completely unaware of what mental illness looked like until it happened to me, right? And mine was triggered. So, I mean, it's been clinically documented that when Lewis was taken out of my life is when it started, not before. And not after. It snapped something in there to where it pulled out the rest of it. Because the doctors believe bipolar 2 is a dormant disease. Like, it gives you certain characteristics. It makes you a certain way. Usually, like my personality, salesman, all that kind of stuff, right? So, that she believes that after he was taken is what struck and broke that dam, and then bipolar 1 came out, and then it needed to be regulated. Because, see, this shit with Kanye, it kind of makes me mad, because, sure, Kanye probably has bipolar, but maybe I have a rare form, because the medicine I take is super rare. No one anymore takes what I take. Everyone has this new stuff and works on it. This new stuff almost made me kill myself. Like, it made me think of, I had suicidal thoughts, like, the new medicine made me hallucinate. Like, I've tried them all for bipolar, any new drug, and the only one that works was the original one, and it's the most natural one, and it works perfect, so we just leave it alone. But having my son's mom have postpartum depression and not know what the fuck postpartum depression looked like was terrible. I mean, I go back, I think about it a lot, you know, because I didn't want to feel like I abandoned her through that, but I kind of did when you think about it. I was just like, this person does not like me. This person is not keen to me being around, me doing anything for her. I mean, you know, threats of suicide, all that stuff. Like, and I didn't know this is me coming after the black community for putting down and putting a stigma on mental health, because then no one knows what it is. No one knows. We're impervious to it. It's like we have the most generational trauma of any other race of people in the last half century. Wait, no. What am I saying? A century, 100 years? I'm trying to say 1,000 years. Whatever 1,000 years is, half of that. Last 500 years, our people have more trauma built into our DNA than anyone else. And we're the people who don't. White people who drop their pencil and step on it go to therapy. You know, it's like, why aren't we taking care of ourselves like everyone else does? This is the problem, right? And I love how I always go this way in podcasts. Black people have issues because they're not helping themselves. Like how Kanye was just talking about Jewish people. Jewish people take care of Jewish fucking people. White people take care of white people. They cover for each other. They bury shit. They make it happen to where everyone is taken care of in their little community. Black people have failed to do that, and that's why they are where they are. I'm not putting myself in the black community right now because I'm speaking from the outside. I am black, obviously. I love black people. I'd like to see us do better. But I live in an agricultural rural part of Washington State. Almost all the people who deliver 70% of the United States fruit are Hispanic. They all live in little huts together. You see them at Walmart. One dude's buying all the drinks, all the waters, all the Coca-Cola, all the mixers, all the alcohol, blah, 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 right? Then one dude's buying all the meat, lunch meat, you know, pork, chicken, blah, blah. The next dude's buying tortillas, and they all share. And they make it. They all share and they make it. They're one together. They all live together. The Asian people tend all live very close to their families. Black people want to be hot boys and hot girls way too fucking much. There's not enough stuff rooted. How can you be? Why are you repping a block you don't own? You are literally killing each other for a piece of property that you're renting. No, that's not how this works. We have to double the fuck back. There needs to be some kind of summit or a meeting or whatever so that we can regroup. Because after Tulsa got blown up, Black Wall Street got blown up, people haven't been the same. Like, we've recovered from a lot, but we still hate each other. It's so weird. Black people want to see you do good, but as soon as you're doing better than them, it's a crab in the bucket. And I have a fucking stark problem with that. You know, stop fucking complaining. Oh, white people made it. White people made it hard for me. White people did this. White people did that. White people get. Yeah, you know what? White people are 65% of this nation. What the fuck do you want to happen? 65% of America is white. The nation is going to tailor to the majority. It has nothing to do with color. If for some reason tomorrow all the white people got up and moved to Angola, and then all the Angolans move here, the percentage of black people would rise through the roofs. Then all the laws, the foods, all that stuff would start to be tailored to the people who are buying it, who are putting into it. It has nothing to do with color. And that's a very macro view. And of course, is it wrong for them to protect their percentage? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. They write laws to protect their 65% and maybe keep the rest out of certain things, like redlining. That was big. But at the end of the day, we have to help ourselves. Slaves freed themselves. As much as people want to say Abe Lincoln freed the slaves, that was about money. That was about the greenback. And that's why they put him on a dark coin, faced the wrong fucking way. He did have some admiration towards black people. But slaves freed themselves. They had to fight. They had to march. They had to walk. That's why I'm sympathetic to the people on the border right now. Who the fuck thought of the cages? Oh, that was the Obama administration. And Trump got blamed for it. How does that work? How does someone create something and get no blame for it? Like, putting people in those, that was the most heinous, to me, that was a war crime. And then there was no war. If there was a war on immigration, that's a war crime. And that's just how it is. You can't treat people that way. They look like dogs. There was babies without diapers, women without tampons and stuff. I mean, they were eating the most basic of food. Like, why are you holding these people? I'd kick them back over the border, if anything. And maybe it's dangerous, maybe it's not, but at least they can choose. And now if they chose to stay in a fucking cage, that's one thing. But let me digress. I'm going to play this song, and I'm probably going to talk through it a little bit. But it's called March 14th. And I think it's one of the most touching songs when it comes to like a co-parenting situation or like a young parents who might not be together, and you just gotta listen to it.
There we go. Yeah. Yesterday morning was crazy. I had to come to terms with the fact that it's not a maybe. That shit is in stone, sealed and signed. She not my lover like Billie Jean, but the kid is mine. Sandy used to tell me all it takes is one time, and all it took was one time. Shit, we only met two times. And both times were nothing like the new times. Now it's rough times. I'm out here on front lines just trying to make sure that I see him sometimes. It's breaking my spirit. Single father, I hate when I hear it.
I used to challenge my parents on every album. Now I'm embarrassed to tell them I ended up as a co-parent. Always promised a family unit. I wanted it to be different because I've been through it. But this is the harsh truth now. Fairy tales are saved for the bedtime stories I tell you now. I don't want you worried about whose house you live at or who loves you more or who's not there. Who did what to who for you got here. Nah, look, I'm too proud to let that come between me and you now. Realize I gotta think for two now. I gotta make it. I better make it. I promise if I'm not dead, then I'm dedicated. This the first positive DNA we ever celebrated. I can't forget the looks on their faces. Got the news in Miami that now we all got ones that we raising. Tell Jello bring some Mod Rosé and a Baccarat out for our cheers to the next generation. But the champagne toast is short-lived. I got an empty crib in my empty crib. I only met you one time, introduced you to Saint Nick. I think he must have brought you like 20 gifts. Your mother say you growing so fast that they don't even really fit. But man, you know, I still had to get it for my boy though, you know. You haven't met your grandfather yet, that nigga a trip. He probably could have did stand-up, yeah. But at the same time, he's a stand-up. And that's how you gonna be when it's time to man up. October baby for irony's sake, of course. I got this 11 tatted for somebody, now it's yours. And believe me, I can't wait to get 100 more. Sorry, I'm vintage trying to cover ground. They said that in 2 weeks you're supposed to come in town. Hopefully by the time you hear this, me and your mother will have come around. Instead of always cutting each other down. God willing, I got a good feeling. You got a good spirit. We'll talk more when you hear this. My G.
That song is crazy. That song is so real. And like, there are answers to your questions in music. I believe in my heart that the new Bible is music. God wrote the Bible. Man wrote the Bible, whoever you think wrote the Bible, and that was like the preamble. That was all the stuff you needed to hear and know to like get a base. The Bible, to me, everyone says it's basic instructions before leaving Earth. I don't subscribe to that. I don't think you would have all this knowledge, learn all this stuff just to die and go, right? That to me, I think the Bible means basic instructions before living eternal. I believe it's instructions for you to have a good life if you were to live forever. If you were never going to die, there needs to be certain sets of rules and structure in your life for you to be able to comprehend life forever, for you not to get bored, for you not to want to kill yourself, for you not to want to, you know, jump into the sun or whatever. I feel like if everyone was granted eternal life tomorrow, In this social media politician ruled world, I mean, leave the devil out of it for right now. We haven't even added the influence of an entity that wants to see things in chaos, right? So we're just talking about natural human instinct that has been developed over time in a world that's been rough. So you break all that down and you're living forever. Would you want to live forever right now? And I would love to put up a poll. Maybe I'll do it on Twitter. Now that I had to make another Twitter so that I can post this, the podcast back up and stuff. So I'm going to end up, when I post this podcast, I'm going to post a poll. I'm going to post a poll and ask you if you could live forever in this current state, would you? And I wouldn't. If I have the same amount of power now, like I'm not any stronger, I don't have any influence or nothing like that, to live forever under the same rule right now, there's no fucking way I'd live that. No, let me go. Just let me go. Because this world is fucked. And it's going to take work to fix it. And it's going to have to take people wanting to fix it to make any kind of dent in it. And I just don't think that we're in a position right now in life where people want to do anything to fix the problems we have. Because too many people are making too much money. They're comfortable off of the backs of people who are suffering. Which to me, I mean, is treacherous, man. Treacherous. Okay, so let's get back into the album. I think we've heard most of Champagne Poetry, but okay, we were right about here. I'm bigger now than before. Co-parent of the year, we figured out a rapport. No fair with Drizzy made on the second leg of the tour. How can anybody tell the truth when they misinformed? How the niggas turning up, what you turn you in for rewards? How the oh my god, hold on. Let me pull that. I think we should listen to that again. Because this is a lot of people our age. I'm 30. A lot of people in my age group are dealing with issues with friends. And listen to this line. Drizzy made on the second leg of the tour. How can anybody tell you the truth when they misinformed? How one. Niggas turning up with you, turn you in for rewards. How come niggas turning up with you are turning you in for awards? Let me just put it. Every time something happens that relates to what happened to me personally that I don't really want to get into, I'm just going to say 2018. Okay? So let's, as a group, establish. Anytime I say 2018, that's some, it's deep. And somehow it made it into music. It's like, I swear it's like bits and pieces of my story have been taken and planted forever in time. Like, so if someone knew what was going on and knew how it played out, and they started listening to the stuff I listened to, and they thought of me the whole time they listened to it, it's like they would find breadcrumbs. I swear to God. And I truly believe that. I believe this world is a very, very magical place, good and bad. And there's gonna be ups and downs. There has to be. But if you can live through them and look at them and learn, oh my God, new power unlocked for real. We managed to win everything but awards. Windows of opportunity, let me go through the doors. This the part where I don't ever say part of me anymore. This the part where I'ma find a new part of me to explore. This the part where all my partners know what we in it for. This the part where we gon' throw us a party after the war. And if the last negotiation had you feeling out of pocket, well, this is the perfect time that I empty them shits for sure. You owe that shit to the boy. Yeah, shit was good. All right, this next song is, it really reminded me of back my Snap-on days. I was traveling a lot, and every time I landed, I'd say, I know that I hurt you. Yeah. I was a child trying to be a man. To all my sons worldwide, all my juniors, I apologize for my absence. I know I left you without a name to drop. I don't know how I expected you to get your clout up and get your money up, but don't worry. Daddy's home. Turn me up. Yeah. Niggas know they need to stop. I'm standing at the top. That's how I know you never seen the top. Sierra King parking lot, looking like Magic City parking lot. Hear the talks when I walk by, like you know it's over. This shit has the hardest bop in it. Drop. Yeah, and I'm coming with the wop. Y'all niggas not popping. Fuck it, and she going shopping. Whoa, I'm running out of ops. They're running out of options. Put them up for adoption. Sign my name on a dot. This is not luck, baby. This no four leaf, no horseshoe. I'm in the bank thinking poor you. I'm in New York on John Chetry. Supermodels and they all sexy. Lock the door to the bathroom because they doing something that is not Pepsi. I'm just pouring up the shit. Okay, hold on. I remember that I told you. Did you catch that? This is why Drake is the best rapper alive. Okay, I'm going to rewind it. And I know some of you probably got it, but just be patient with the people who didn't. Now listen. There's no four leaf, no horseshoe. I'm in the bank thinking poor you. I'm in New York on John Chetry. Supermodels and they all sex. Lock the door to the bathroom because they doing something that's not Pepsi. Coke, dude. I remember that I told that's you lit. That was kind of like a mass text. I remember that I told you I loved you. That was really in the past tense. Facts. I remember that I told you I get your true fears that I get around. Mention having us a kid, 42 head. I send a kid around. Yeah. Benedict with the top down. Shorty's out here getting knocked down. City coming off a lockdown. Rap niggas doing weak features for a pop artist because they pop down. Used to want to throw the rock up. Niggas know I'm now rock now. You know I'm rocking now. YM forever. Big Owl, Big Birds forever. Don't make me go get your mama to talk to you. Cause if you gotta get your motherfucking mama to talk to you, you know what I'm saying? I'ma bring that motherfucking big switch out.
point. I'm gonna start collecting child support the opposite way. You gotta pay me to keep my motherfucking support.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Turn away.
Look me in the eyes, Junior.
I'm making no more promises.
For real.
I'm trying to find the word to say.
Daddy's home.
Yeah.
Daddy's home.
Got to know.
Daddy's home.
Man, that's all. Okay. Okay. I'm getting excited. Now. I gotta calm down. This is one of my favorite songs of all time. Top five minimum. Okay, number one favorite song of all time is Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith. Woo! Number two favorite song of all time is most likely, it's off an earlier Drake album, but I haven't decided if it's The Calm or what's the other one, or The Resistance. I can't, so those two, those are two and three. Now this song was my lifestyle for a long time. Like, I was not trying to be a bad person. I was not trying to be a dog. I was not. But I was in a peculiar situation, and it often led me between two to three or more women. And I handled it poorly. Now, if I was put in that position with what I know now, bruh, it'd be a different story. But since we grow, and growth sometimes takes loss, I'm going to play this song. And anyone who was with me from the years of like 2012, 2013 to about when Lewis was born. So like 2012 to 2016, you will understand why this song is so near and dear to me. Now, if for some reason people I know and I had times with experience this podcast and you find this part, I dedicate this song to you. If you know who you are, when you hear this song, I can think of like four or five girls and like rapidly, and I would say names, but I'm not going there. We've grown up from that. I want them to live with this and have this piece knowing, like, we haven't talked in years, but I will never forget. So this one, I might not even talk through. I might walk away. I might walk, put my fucking headphones down and walk away. But this song, I'm just gonna fucking play it. Here we go.
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. Staring at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from, right? Well, yeah, girls want girls where, yeah, well, yeah. Girls want girls where I'm from, yeah, yeah. Girls want girls where, hey. Well, girls want girls where I'm from, hey. Can I play a player, baby? I grew up with Dre and FaZe. I done seen the realest ones come and leave a crazy way. Had to take my spot, it wasn't something they just gave away. Sorry to all my fans, they might have called me on a crazy day. Fuck you niggas thinking, trying to block me on a fadeaway. I've been on that shit, I only vibe with a payday. Say you go that way, I guess we both go the same way. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, yeah, where we both from, hey. And you just got to Miami, need hotel rooms. Niggas told you that they love you, but they fell through. So you shot in 42, cause you, hey. And you throwing on that dress, cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, texting me and say I need to see you. I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. Staring at your dress, cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too.
Hey, girls want girls where I'm from, yeah, but girls want girls where girls want girls where I'm from, yeah, girls want girls. Hey, yeah, girls want girls where I'm
my
from.
My girl got a girlfriend, ain't tryna be out of shape. What's up on them curls? Then them gym don't work, get surgery. I'll pay for that, my courtesy. Can't imagine no bitch curving me. I put in that work overly, I handle business. And I got two pretty bitches, keep them up on fleek. They got matching beans and matching AP. Now they can really call each other twins. I'm cool with all the owners, they love me. So they gon' let us in and bring all of your peers and look better with more people. We got 1942 Casamigos, it's getting heated. They gotta follow us in the Uber, my car filled up with shooters. It be lights, camera, action when you with us, it's a movie. I don't drive my coupe to house parties, I'm tryna leave with two of them. Yeah. Don't nobody know the shit that we do. She like eating pussy, I'm like me too. I can't wait to get out work to go and see you. Please bring your girlfriend along with you. Y'all been on my mind too much, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? She said it's something about the way a girl just makes her feel. Whatever you been dreaming about, I swear to make it real. Just run around the town with me, then come lay down.
I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know. I might come, I might go, I don't know.
Staying at your dress cause it's see-through. Yeah, talking all the shit that you done been through. Yeah, say that you a lesbian, girl, me too. Hey, girls want girls where I'm from. Hey, what? Yeah, girls want girls where. Hey, what? Hey. Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, hey, girls want girls where. Hey, what? Girls want girls where I'm from. But I know you wanna roll with the gang, and I know you want the finest of things. Asking me about settling down, cause you know that things are going my way.
Okay. Now, it's like there's a code. There's a code written between, reading between the lines, right? Like, back in the day, the military would send letters and messages back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right? But there would be code embedded in it so that the enemy couldn't, like, pick up on what they're trying to talk about, like troop movements, weapons movements, resupplies, all that stuff. I feel like truly everyone reads and hears things differently for a reason, right? So like two people can be looking at art, two people can listen to the same song and they can hear something different or feel something different. I just feel like I'm in sync with the code I'm meant to be in sync with. And that song to me was really deep because of my experiences and my times earlier in life. This next song is kind of like pulling out of it. Like, this was 2000, this was after Lewis was born. You know, this was me trying to figure things out, like, what the fuck is going on? Like, who do I want to be with? What does love look like? I did not know what love was until 2020. Late 2019, early 2020, I did not know what love felt like. I didn't know what it was, and it only happens after you lose it. That is so crazy. Like, the first time, like, because we're so bombarded by social media, movies, music, trying to tell us what love is. But I trust me, I'm dumb when it comes to like, I used to be really bad when it came to emotional intelligence from like women. Like, if a woman liked me, I had no idea that she did. When I got hit on, I had no fucking clue I was getting hit on, but I felt like I was dynamic in a way to where if I wanted something, I could usually get it. So I usually ended up okay. But this song really, really hits a spot with one particular girl. One particular girl. Because what people don't realize, and what I didn't realize until recently in life, was there was my whole life was like this book, this movie, and then it like ended, and then like the second book started getting written. It's not even a bad thing. Like, a lot of bad shit happened, but I'm alive. Like, you know, there was plenty of times I shouldn't be during that time, but I made it out. So I'm here for a reason, you know, like, otherwise I would have been off in 2018. If I wasn't supposed to be here talking through this microphone, explaining my mental and hopefully touching someone else's, I wouldn't be here.
So let me play this song for you. And there is one girl and one girl only this applies to. There is, and I hope she would know. Because if some other girl thought she was as important for me to even have, like, thoughts about her, like, and worry about her, like I did that one girl, like, there would be a fucking problem in my eyes. Because there's no one who got the same treatment. And I feel like that was a lot of turmoil in my life. As people knew, you know, how strong the care was, even though, in the fact that she got neglected, because I was trying to keep all the other things going, and she still understood. I mean, it's just a long story. I owe a lot to that lady. I really do. I can't say enough good things about her. I'll never, ever have, and we had bad times, don't get me wrong, but I'll never have anything bad to say about her. I wish her nothing but luck. I hope her future's bright. I hope she's happy, well taken care of, all that good stuff. I'd never want to disrupt that, but I have to acknowledge that a part of my growth and my maturity came from her. And people who can't admit that are fucking losers. That's really the problem. Like, all these man-hating dudes out here these days have fucking issues. They really have fucking issues.
Okay, okay, okay. Counting on my body, damn, the things just start to pile. Judge me how you judge me, take them bitches out of trial. Fuck 100 niggas, how them niggas love you now? You don't know love, you don't love me like my child. Lay your ass down, and that liquor get you fired up. Turn up every day, girl, it don't say that in the Bible. Can't give it up, cause you love the lifestyle. Told the girls to meet at town. Now y'all doing shots, now them bitches got you fired up. Don't know who you talking about, I'll put that on the Bible. Turning up on me, don't make me turn it back around. And you know, think I'm Tiger Woods the way I'm teed off the 17. And you know, pockets on whatever jeans, forever green. And you know, told me a lot of things, but ain't say everything. But now I know every single thing. There was plenty things I didn't know. Plenty things you didn't say. Was fucking with you anyway. Was fucking with you way before you had some confessions to make. You decide to take it to the grave. I know you gon' take it. Ain't no. Okay, okay, okay. Counting on my body, damn, the things just start to pile. Judge me how you judge me, take them bitches out of trial. Fuck 100 niggas, how them niggas love you now? You don't know love, you don't love me like my child. Lay your ass down, and that liquor get you fired up. Turn up every day, girl, it don't say that in the Bible. Can't give it up, cause you love the lifestyle.
Okay, 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 trenches, bitch, I got her salon. Gucci and Pucci is deep in the budget. She hit on a Virgil for Louis Vuitton. It's not in the Bible, the wife from. I'm Muslim, I go by Quran. The way I be smiling and holding my gun, she think I be mimicking Von Grandson. She only play me in the whip, Indie Royal Cosmetic. I'm just promoting my bitch, Drake song, do it being streams for show. I'm just promoting her shit, nasty with it. Take her to Soul No Bello and get her some nasty titties. Fashion nigga, rule call when they drop like send my Addy with it. Bitch left me and I'm glad she did it. No, I be testing, bitch. Back to back, I'm rasping with him. Lean voice, I'm raspy with it. I did my dance one time on TikTok and went viral with it.
Okay, okay, okay. Counting on my body, damn, the things just start to pile.
Facts.
Judge me how you judge me, take them bitches out of trial. Fuck 100 niggas, how them niggas love you now? You don't know love, you don't love me like my child.
Facts.
Lay your ass down, and that liquor get you fired up. Turn up every day, girl, it don't say that in the Bible. Can't give it up, cause you love the lifestyle.
You've been on my mind. We've been spending time, but I'm scared.
2017.
But you're tainted every time that I'm there. Here we are now, and it's crazy. Have my flaws down to you, baby, you love. what you think. Don't be proud of me. I'm not what you feel. And you gon' see it real soon. I'm not what you think. Don't be proud of me. I'm not what you feel. And when you see the real, will you still want me?
Okay, so that song, it's hard to even say, like, it goes, so I have this category of music and artists that are not ranked. They just go into this box. Like, J. Cole goes in that box. Jay-Z goes in that box. Drake, everyone goes in that box. Kendrick goes in that box of like just legendary. They're not godly, obviously, because that's reserved, but legendary that affects me in a way that I can't even really explain. Like, it's just there. It's like, how did that music get made with those words specifically that touch me in that way? It's insane. So this next song is one we're gonna pause through and kind of break down, but it's always when Drake and this artist get together, It's magic.
Previously on Ready to Die.
Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to light my way. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Lot of falling outs helped me build foundation. Never had a lot, this is all I need.
Okay, that opening alone, I can relate to so much. You know, I lost everything. I lost everyone. And all it did was teach me a lesson. It wasn't bad. Like, in the dirt, going through it was terrible. But coming out of it, it was like the phoenix was being reborn. And it's just it's touching. It really is.
People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason.
Facts.
Never had a lot, this is all I need. Lost individuals is all I see. Grab the top spot like part of my reach. Woke up one day and it was all on me. If it comes down, it's gonna fall on me. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Long way down from the heights I'm chasing. Just touched down, I was lights out in Vegas. Girls checking in, cause my lifestyle dangerous. Hard to tell people that I'm all out of favors. Call me for songs or they call me for paper. Turning off my phone for the night now, baby. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Some of my niggas don't love me. We should sit down before shit turns ugly. We should sit down since you said things about me. Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to light my way. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Lot of falling outs help me build foundation. Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason.
Niggas want to kill me and y'all still with them. Nigga, y'all chill with them. And y'all wonder why we not friends.
Now that line is fucking serious. So I'm going to rewind it. Let me rewind it. That line is deep as fuck. And 2018 stamp.
People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason.
Niggas want to kill me and y'all still with them. Nigga, y'all chill with them. and y'all wonder why we not friends. Best thing I could do is not build with you when I could destroy you. That takes some fucking discipline. I could send a team to come drill you. I got a billion or two, and I know where the fuck you live. Niggas gotta chill with talking gangster. You should just thank us. Humble yourselves a little bit. This ain't the same Sean that you knew once. I don't shine shoes, this ain't what you want, nah. All that back and forth on the internet, nigga, we don't tennis that. Y'all gotta do something, yeah. Only thing we expect now is violence. Anything besides this, we playing violence, I'm public enemy. Niggas want to kill me and y'all want me to be friendly. Niggas want sympathy after they want to end me. Be those closest to it, be the very ones to envy. Shout out to the family. I don't want no friends no more, not many understand me. Everybody wants something. You know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. But everybody, something. You know the price of everything,
but the value of nothing.
This is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason. Loyalty is priceless and it's all I need. Can't burn a bridge just to lay my way. Lot of 42 on the flights I'm taking. Pouring out my soul and it might sound crazy. Lot of falling outs helped me build foundation. Never had a lot, this is all I need. People never care till it's RIP. Niggas turn their back on me for no good reason.
Okay. So. Now, like, the progression of this album is amazing. Because it's, you're it's like, there's like a timeline to it. And after that song, you're like, okay, this is all I need. Like, I've had people do me wrong. I've had people, you know, team up with other people for my demise. But yet, I'm not going to react in a way that's disproportionate like I used to. I'm going to grow. I'm going to learn. I'm going to distance myself. I'm going to keep away. Because otherwise it's a trap. And that's why this song is important.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. Feeling young, but they treat me like the OG. And they want the tea on me, I swear these bitches nosy. Said he put some money on my head, I guess we gon' see. I don't put no money on his head, my niggas
owe me.
I gotta be single for a while, he can't control me.
Nah.
Those traits in a race, they can't hold me. And I show my face in a case, so you know it's me. Imitation isn't flattery, it's just annoying me. And I'm too about it. And the dirt that they threw on my name turned to soil, and I grew up about it. Time for y'all to figure out what y'all gon' do about it. Big wheels keep rolling, rolling. I'm outside, 29, G5, seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Look, don't invite me over if you throw another pretty party. Looking back, it's hard to tell you where I started. I don't know who loved me, but I know that it ain't everybody. I can never love her, she a busybody. Baby, if you want me, can't be turning up with everybody. Nah, can't be fucking on this anybody. Yeah, I got feelings for you, that's the thing about it. Yeah, you know that it's something when I sing about it. Yeah, mama used to be on disability, but gave me this ability. And now she walking with her head high and her back straight. I don't think you feeling me, I'm out here being everything they said I wouldn't be, I couldn't be. I don't know what happened to them guys that said they would be. I said, see you at the top and they misunderstood me. I hold no resentment in my heart, that's that maturity. And we don't keep it on us anymore, it's with security. I'm outside, 29, G5. Seaside, I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me.
I'm
And you know what's crazy is, I never really liked Travis Scott. I didn't. But he kind of gets down. I ain't gonna lie. You know, good on him and Kylie. You know what I mean? That he brings it. I'm not even mad at it. Talking fake friends and skeletons. Early morning shoulder rubs, the lawyer signed a celibate. I'm never settling. The shit get darker than my melanin. At the crib all by myself, the shit be caving in. Scrolling through my call log, my emojis, I'm saving them. Tomorrow that's the beach with my old ones, but I favorite them. That butterfly emoji hold me down and all my babies them. Fuck with demon face, won't push away, he got the K on him. I broke bread instead of watching niggas break down. They say the couple bitches too like I'm from Cape Town. Know their position, you know I so with the face down. I'm never content to mill a van, I get it frequent. I make it expensive, me it's just sense. I'm dropping the top, not tip for the win. I'm dropping the top, cause bro trying to spin. She dropping the top, she back again. Fuck with the shit at the crib again. Company. I let it slide when I really should've slid. After all the shit I did, look how they repaying me back, now following my rear. Tell me what type of payment is that, I put that on my kid. And my trust, yeah, it is what it is. And I'm outside, 29, G5, Seaside. I've been losing friends and finding peace. But honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. If I ever heard one and I'm still here outside, front line, south side. I've been losing friends and finding peace. Honestly, that sound like a fair trade to me. Okay. Now, this next song, I don't know if it's like, it's not super deep. So we're going to skip Way Too Sexy with Future. I love the song, but you know, as time goes in the podcast, we have to cut some things. And maybe I'll do like a side B. Like I'll call this one side A and side B, and then we'll look through the other ones. But I got like one or two more songs I want to play off this, Ooh, The Remorse. So The Remorse is one of the like least played songs, but it's kind of like the calm, the resistance, all that stuff. So we're gonna go into. Oh, we gotta play this one.
No friends in the industry. My brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kidding me. A fact. Yeah, you heard about me. You don't know me more than that. Yeah, I know. Hey, yeah. No friends in the industry. My brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kidding me. A fact. Whoa, I was known for snapping when I chat before the app. Stood on everything I said and never took it back. Whoa, no friends in the industry. I had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies. A fact. Niggas let us start to beat, don't want to keep it wrapped. Yeah, you hit us up and now we owe you something back. See, I was young angel, but these niggas turn me evil. Yeah, I know you, but you really ain't my people. Yeah, I heard some people say they know him as my equal. Truth be told, I son these niggas, girl, I don't compete with them. Ask about the boy and they gon' say he got the streets with them. Niggas so offensive knowing they don't have no defense. Why they always act like we can face it with a meeting? All that linking up, man, I'ma see him when I see ya. Yeah,
so I'm thinking.
Yeah, brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kidding, that's a fact. Hey, and I'm like she carry smoke, I'm on and off the track. Hey, and you love that.
We got
on the back. You get drizzy on the track. Here, put you on a map. Oh, it's like
we got two songs left. Two songs, guys. We'll be alright.
It's a max. Hey, since I got in contact, she attached when I saw my first deal. That she came through a fax. That should let you know how long I've been out here running laps.
I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, no friends in the industry. My brothers been my brothers, man. You niggas ain't no kidding me. A fact. Whoa, I was known for snapping when I chat before the app. Stood on everything I said and never took it back. Whoa, no friends in the industry. I had to draw the line between my brothers and my enemies. A fact. Niggas let us start to beat, don't want
wanna keep it wrapped. Yeah, you hit us up and now we owe you something back.
Hey, what? Danny shit too dirty, got a yellow tape. And I got a waiting at the telly naked. We ain't dropped though, how you niggas celebrating already? Disrespect is something I ain't tolerating. Your niggas fuck with me, I give them motivation. In your circle shrink and see some boys escaping. Rest of them is guilty by association. Hey, what? For debating who the GOAT. Then I make the shit about the numbers, all I know. Then I make the shit about the summer, all I know. Better find someone else to hit with all that smoke, nigga. Yeah, and all them tweets and all them posts. Ain't got the type of time to be playing with you folk. I had a richer pride to these niggas, that's the joke. I'm really down to die behind these verses in my notes. Yeah. Yeah.
This song is just a good one. It's
yeah,
a good one.
Brothers, but my brothers, man, you niggas ain't no kidding. That's a...
You know, like, it's talking to, I mean, really, when you break it down to, like, something everyone can relate to is, say you are a car guy, or a horse girl, or a party girl, a club goer, whatever. There is still an ecosystem in everything you do, right? There is a hierarchy, there's a lowerarchy, there's a, you know, the main people who are kind of off to the side, that are, like, a staple in it, you know, but there's, like, anything you do or participate in, there is, like, this system that goes with it. And you have to eventually choose who is going to be on your side and who's going to be there for you, who's got your back. And you have to kind of separate yourself from the rest of the people because there's always something going on. And that's what I take from that. I take, like, you can't have everyone, if everyone likes you, you're doing something wrong. Now, I don't even remember this song. And I probably listened to it, but this is one before the last one. And this combo of artists is one of my favorite. Anytime Drake does something with Lil Wayne or does anything with Rick Ross, it's fire. But this time we get both people. So let's listen to this one together. It's starting out good.
You know a nigga hard, a rich nigga that'll pull up to the park, get on one knee and tell the kids that they are stars. Bullet wounds don't be covered by Obamacare. Your funeral is way too soon, as if your mama there. Real niggas deserve to live twice. Plastic fork and some fried rice.
Yeah, 2.2 for the Raffiana Dow. Don't act like you're happy for me now. Don't act like you wasn't praying for catastrophic collapses. Catalog is immaculate, still running the game. Don't ask me about the practice. Ho, you go on vacation. Don't ask me about relaxing. Not sure if you know, but I'm actually Michael Jackson. The man I see in the mirror is actually going platinum. Unthinkable when I think of the way these niggas been acting. Yo.
This beat's hard.
Did you nothing and you play like we family, huh? Next thing you wanna shoot me down, it can't be love. Not sure where you was trying to send it, it can't be up. That day you sounded like a bitch, you fancy, huh? Damn. How can I forgive like this? I gotta debt a lot of shit just to live like this. I had to fuck a lot of girls to get a kid like this. I had to get a lot of cribs to get a crib like this, nigga.
That was hard.
That's why I'm moving all elusive. These boys on their last resort and it's giving us all inclusive. Been spazzing since season.
I hope you guys caught that. Hold on. This guy's wordplay is insane, yo. Insane.
Like this, nigga. That's why I'm moving all elusive. These boys on their last resort and it's giving us all inclusive. Been spazzing since CB was choking up the deuces, nigga. Your shit was boo-boo. Excuses, nigga.
He said boo-boo.
Man, speak the pussy, niggas. I just call it like I see it. I ain't even looking, nigga. I just walk it like I speak it. I ain't speaking to them niggas. I ain't starving. I'm just greedy. All I eat is pussy, niggas. Don't want to see these pussy, niggas. Y'all can't see me.
out of tats and I smell like the pack. Money trail right on track with that big body made back like it's a little Pontiac. All my chains are like snakes, that's some real diamond backs. Pull my hammer out of pussy, pull her nails out my back. I don't chill, I react on the scale. My pockets fat into this well, you like an ant. I'm a dog, if you a dog, then pull your tail about your ass. And on this codeine, I'm a turtle with a shell shock my ass. I'm the hottest on the cell block, I promise I can fly to check my mailbox. Invoices sounding like Jill Scott. Pill pop, house and hitting heels on the hilltop. Her ears pop, she lick my lollipop and my teardrops too.
I like that. To me, I didn't like, wasn't the deepest song or wasn't the most meaningful, but it was definitely fun. So here's the last song we're going to play on the podcast, and then we'll probably just kind of wrap it up in closing. It's, we're at an hour now, hour and 6 minutes, and I try not to make them too long for you guys so you can actually listen to them, because I try to provide like my content and my thought process throughout the whole thing. So let's play this last one. And then we will do another one soon and do the songs I missed. If I can remember which ones I skipped. I think I do. So we'll be okay. Actually, let me mark them real quick. I will mark the songs I skipped. And then we will be able to get back on them in side B. Oh, damn, I love that song. Oh, okay, so good. Because then, what's cool is that I'll play that one first on the next podcast. All right, let's play this one. All right, guys. Final song of the podcast. Let me know what you think about this new format. It's not going to be all the time, but I really do like this format. I really like I like breaking down my mental thoughts, yeah, with music. It's beautiful.
Sandra bagging CDs in a bubble wrap. People recognize me from the TV, but I'm done with that. People don't want to see me succeed, this shit come with that. Even when I come back, I don't know if it's me that's gonna be coming back. Soon as I left, I had to make peace with that. Dropped out of school cause nobody was teaching that. The best westerns where a nigga was sleeping at. Damon College booking me to pull up and speak the facts. Even if they make a movie about us, this shit'll be hard to reenact. Dislocated shoulder, it's hard to be always reaching back. All these IOUs, it's hard for me to be keeping track. Friends are dedicated, they like to just keeping me intact. Hard to pay 40, pay Noel, pay Nico back. All the nights I needed to vent to someone at CJ sat. All the nights Chubbs was pulling up where I need him at. All the times Mark was making sure that my luggage pack. At times he had to double back. I mean, even with a salary, you can't put no prices on that. There is no salary cap, there is no paying him back. For real.
The appreciation.
If I had snakes in the mix, actually I never want to know because we made it like this. Shots gotta fly either way now, make it a miss. Overtime hours all good, we take it in shifts. What would you do if it wasn't this? That's a hard one. The finish line is where I like to pull up and start from. Pain is just a place that I go to get the bars from. Anxiety's a drug that I use to get the job done. Delusional's a space I like to think that I'm far from. My son is the one thing I hate to be apart from. Bet against me, don't know where they getting the odds from. I know that when it's done, I'm going wherever God's from. But I still don't know where.
Woo! That shit was sick. Oh my God. Oh man. The beat's beautiful too. It's beautiful. Yeah. Oh my God.
Look, gotta hold my head high with two dry eyes. I told you everything is fine, dog, but I lied. I be trying to draw the line, but it's a fine line. And I'm drowning out the noise from the sideline. Sometimes it's louder than the voice I got in my mind. I can't even hear myself when I get quiet time. Like how they telling me I'm done when I'm in my prime. They've been trying to push the narrative since 09. And they even had my ass
back
a couple times. But that ain't even a half. I had tougher times.
Only look for sympathy inside my
Sorry, I'm adjusting the mic real quick.
And it's whatever with them niggas on the other side. We got problems we can never really put aside. I cracked the door for us all, put my foot inside. I tried to kill them boys with kindness, but they wouldn't die. So now I kill them off acting like they couldn't die. Yeah. My hard work doesn't just pay off, it pays all the family debts off. I'm taking heads off, future out here like Irving Azoff. Houses paid off, label paid off, my soul for the money wasn't the trade-off. Unlike most of you boys that fade off, I feel guilty taking some days off. Please don't Google my net worth, the numbers are way off. I mean, if you comparing it to what I really made off with, I'm more like Bernie with all the earnings that they came off. Trust me, it was nothing like homes. They tried to give me a slice of the pie and I took the knife home. I know you love me. Can't picture being a hubby, finger too stubby to fit a ring on. Unless Kawhi wanna run it back. Other than that, the strings will be unattached. Certified lover boy, I'm not the one for cuddling and none of that. Y'all music gets watered down when you love them back. And you know what I'm on. Blowing past you, owning masters. Said you like a father figure to me, but now daddy's not around, so I'm a bastard. Oh, of course, the only villain that show remorse when I owe you more. Soft spot for all of the ones that came before, I can't ignore it. I'm always trying to rekindle. From the bottom to the top, man, what's it like in the middle? From the lemon face radio host that love to be bitter, to my dogs in the game who wasn't picking the litter. For the young G's out here starting from the beginning, nobody praying for you when you winning. Don't forget it.
Yeah. I am so excited to like clip it real quick. Well, actually, I don't even edit it or do anything like that. I just have to transfer it to a different format. I cannot wait to post this podcast. To me, for me, it's what I like. It's what I love. It's the podcast that I would like to see. You know, I want to see people break down things, like get deep into thought, you know, like really get in it. And I'm so glad that I was able to come back in a good headspace and make this podcast. Like, I love you guys so much. I do it for you guys. I just want to make sure that someone out there knows that they're understood. Like, everyone needs someone to be on their team, like in their mind, like know where they come from. Like, if you're an odd thinker or you have an abstract mind, you have to know that someone out there is the same way. You know, it's nice to know that you're not alone and that everything you do isn't for nothing. Like, I'm here with you guys. That's, and I hope that one day this podcast gets bigger, not for money, not for anything. Cause look, I just played, I have so many DMC strikes. I just played, I don't know how many songs. I will make $0 off this podcast. And that's the whole point, is to prove, to give you the power, to prove to the audience that this is about the audience. It's not about money. It's not about clout. It's not about fame. It's not about recognition. It's about connecting, having a community. And I can't say it enough. Like, I love doing this. I really do. This was one of my favorite podcasts I've ever done. It allowed you guys to appear into my mind. And I hope that, like, we can connect and we can get on a forum where we can talk to each other so I can get into your mind. I can take your questions and your thoughts and break them down from my end. You know, I mean, I'm okay with being out there and exposed. I've always been comfortable that way. And I just want you guys to know that I care. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters. You know, that's all we have. When we're on our deathbeds, we're not going to be worried about any fucking material items. We're not about nothing. We're worried about people that we had in our life, our thoughts, things we didn't do, things we cheated ourselves out of, you know, and things we accomplished. And that's what I want to do, is lay something down now that's going to be eternal. That people 100, 150 years, 200 years, 500 years will find this somewhere on a server and play it, and it might help them. So with that, it's been a Dying Breed discussion. Take care. Call your parents. Tell them you love them.